Tuesday in Washington, the president of the powerful U.S. Chamber of Commerce said Ted Cruz is like a tennis player who rushes the net, but hasn't proven he can win. He suggested Cruz should start talking to people about how to get things done instead of telling everybody how he's going to get them done. But back home in Texas, Cruz said he saw no need to mend fences with the business community.
In Texas, the result and the reaction has been incredible. And I'll tell you, given the choice between being appreciated in Texas and reviled in Washington, D.C., or appreciated in Washington, D.C. and reviled in Texas, I will choose the former 100 out of 100 times.
Cruz had just met with some 20 small business owners who are members of the Fort Worth Chamber. Joan True, who owns a real estate company, says she likes the way Cruz has handled himself on the Hill.
He gave me hope, grassroots hope, that maybe we were about ready to turn around the country.
Fort Worth Chamber President Bill Thornton says the ripple effects of the government shutdown that some blame on Cruz were felt by local businesses.
Obviously, yes, when you have as many federal contractors here and you have a joint reserve base here, there was no doubt that it was felt here in this community.
But Thornton says the shutdown never once came up during the hour-long private meeting which Cruz requested. Thornton says Cruz mostly listened as the business owners talked about their three biggest concerns: rising taxes, an uncertain regulatory environment, and the issue Cruz sees as the dragon he's sworn to slay, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
I think the health care reform has significant impacts to small businesses like mine, and something needs to be done.
Chris Warren owns a heating and air conditioning business that employs 65 workers. He wants Cruz to continue the fight because Warren's not sure he will be able to offer his company's current level of health coverage under the new federal law.
It's a huge benefit for our employees that we provide. We pay the cost 100%. And I think if the rates continue to rise the way they have been, we're going to be faced with a situation where we can't afford to keep absorbing those cost increases.
While Cruz continues to insist Obamacare has got to go, he declined to say whether he'll again make defunding it an ultimatum when Congress faces the next budget deadline in January.
There will be plenty of time to talk about specific strategies and tactics. What I think is critical is that we keep our focus on Obamacare.
Right now, Cruz is just feeling the love in his home state of Texas before returning to the harsh criticism that surrounds him in Washington. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.